And while the state Supreme Court race attracted the national spotlight, voters also cast ballots in an important race for Wisconsin's top K through 12 education official. WUWM education reporter Catherine Kokel has that story.
Dr. Jill Underley won a second term as Wisconsin's state superintendent of public instruction. She defeated pro-school choice education consultant Brittany Kinzer. Shortly after her victory speech, Underley said she heard from Wisconsin loud and clear.
Wisconsin loves its public schools. They're very important to the people of Wisconsin. We all want the same things. We want high-quality schools for our kids, and we can work together to achieve that.
With another four-year term ahead, Underley will take on many challenges. School districts are increasingly turning to raising property taxes to fund their basic functions. Seismic changes to the Federal Department of Education have resulted in slashes to grant programs in and around Wisconsin. And an ongoing teacher shortage and concerns about literacy rates in young students will continue to challenge public educators. But Underley says she's ready.
We're still coming out of COVID. We got to make sure we fix the funding formula and we keep our teachers here in Wisconsin in front of those kids that really deserve them, and making sure that we make sure every community and every school has the opportunities so their kids can thrive.
Christina Bry is a spokesperson for the Wisconsin Education Association Council, a statewide teachers union. She and WEAC celebrated Underley's win and said it was a rebuke of the school voucher lobby.
We are hearing educators talking about this as a sign to involve educators like themselves in solving staffing shortages and also the state funding crisis.
Although the state superintendent race is nonpartisan, Underley had the backing of the state Democratic Party and a statewide teachers union. Kinzer was backed by the state Republican Party and was endorsed by former Governor Tommy Thompson. Catherine Kokel, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.